There are plenty of online vendors where people can buy computers, tools, clothing, and any number of other items without paying sales tax. People are supposed to voluntarily declare those items on their tax forms at the end of the year, although only about 1% of all taxpayers actually do. Governor Doyle would expand this requirement to any downloaded books, music, or software. State Revenue Secretary Michael Morgan told the legislature's Joint Finance Committee Wednesday that this would not be a new tax.
What we are doing is applying a tax that is currently already in place for those items that are sold in their digital form that would be taxable in their tangible form. We are not expanding the tax at all. It's simply a leveling of the playing field for those items that are sold over the internet.
But Waukesha Republican Scott Jensen questions whether this will have the desired effect. He's dubbed Doyle's proposal the iPod tax and says it will serve only to deter electronic commerce in the state. He says it will also be tough to get people to cooperate.
I mean, people don't even know all the songs they got on their iPod. I mean, who's going to keep track of which ones they downloaded from a buddy's CD, which is illegal, and which ones they downloaded from the internet legally for 99 cents.
Jensen says this tax sets a precedent, although the Revenue Department says it's been tried in some form in other states. The Doyle administration estimates the tax would bring in a little more than $3 million over the next couple years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.